It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Hey, thank you for joining in. I'm Amber May. I'm so glad to be here with you. I just have something that's been on my heart for a couple weeks now, and I just want to talk to the moms for a minute and just reach out to you guys specifically because, you know, I can relate to you because I'm a mom, woman to woman, mom to mom, I can relate. But men, please don't check out just because I'm talking to moms specifically because maybe, just maybe, there'll be something that you can glean from and get a nugget or two of truth for your own life. But I just want to take a moment and just reach out because I feel like a burden is on my heart for just moms in general. I think that it can be a very, very lonely life to be a mom. Even if you have a husband, it could be super lonely. And we can put ourselves on an island and be an island all into ourselves because it is so easy to just focus on our own world and not ever peek up out of it. Everyone has a schedule in your family, whether you're an infant or your kids are in high school. Everybody has a schedule, and usually it's the moms that have to keep the whole household going. You know, she has to keep track of dad's schedule and then her own schedule and then the kids' schedule, whether they're newborns or whether they're high schoolers, because the high schoolers, they have their sports and their clubs and their dances, and even some of them have work schedules. And then the elementary school kids are just starting to get maybe into music lessons, or maybe they're doing a sport. It doesn't matter whether it's a doctor appointment, whether it's running errands, whether it's just going to your own job. And especially mamas, I hear you. If you are the working mom, whether you're married or single, I hear you, I see you, I acknowledge you. It is hard. Your life is so hard. It's so rewarding when you're a mom, like so rewarding, but it's hard. And then we get the mom guilt. Well, I yelled at my kids too much this morning because they weren't getting ready and we had to get to this appointment on time, and I feel so bad because I was yelling and I said some things and I don't like to yell at my kids. I hear you. I see you. I know what it's like. Sometimes us moms need a time out because it's tough. I mean, yeah, we have the best job in the world raising these kids. I mean, they are so cute, right? So cute. And we had never known love before than until we became a parent. Am I right? I mean, this love that you have for this person is so incredible. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Your heart just overflows sometimes because you finally can understand the heart of God. It's crazy. Like, you get it before you become a parent, but you get it when you become a parent. Like, you get it. You understand now why God set certain instructions up and on how to live your life. And he says, hey, do this, this, and this. Follow the Ten Commandments. You know, keep yourself until you're married. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do good to people. Because when you follow the instructions God gives us, we find that we have less heartache. We also find that we are a more nicer person, because who else can we follow an example of except Jesus Christ? I mean, he was the ultimate friend, and I want to talk about friendship today. He was the ultimate friend. He was always that servant leader. People wanted to follow him because they knew he had love for them, genuine love and concern for each and every one of them. And you see that in the Bible. Even the women were arguing about, you know, whether they just wanted every ounce of Jesus. So like Martha and Mary, they were like, Martha wanted to make something so wonderful for Jesus. She visited her home, and Mary just couldn't get enough of Jesus's every word and his presence. And so did Martha, don't get me wrong, but she just wanted to present her best to Jesus and give him an amazing meal to show Jesus how much she loves his friendship. And so they end up getting a quarrel like sisters do. And Jesus was like, you know, I love the fact that you made this meal for me, Martha, but I want to spend time with you one-on-one. And so just like Jesus wants to spend time with you one-on-one, and it's so hard. It is so hard. spending time with Jesus one-on-one. I will get back to friendship in just a second. Please don't check out on me, because I'm growing. I'm growing in different ways. So one thing that I started this year is being in a women's Bible study. I have been a stay-at-home mom for 6 years. I've never been in a women's Bible study before. I never had the ability to before because of work. It seems like women's Bible studies are during the day and before I was working. So, however, I worked at a Christian radio station, so I got Bible, like, every day. I went to work all day long. Some of my greatest friends are pastors that I met at the radio station. But our studies on Beth Moore, and we're learning more about Jesus. Oh, my gosh, this study is so good. So good. I am learning so much and thinking deeper about Jesus and falling in love with him so much more with this study. But it has homework 5 days a week. I'm a mom of two. Oh, my gosh. It is so hard to do that because I've also committed to making sure workout's a priority. Now, my goal is 5 days a week. I haven't hit that. I'm like 3 days a week. And I'm pushing four or five, but I also have a business to run, and I have a kid to take care of, and a household to run, and a Bible study to go to, and a workout that I'm committed to going. So I don't know if I'll make my five-day goal, but I might still try, right? I shouldn't stop trying. But it's tough. My point is that I'm doing something different, but it's tough because we have the schedule of the kids. My kids go to, one of them goes to preschool, one of them goes to school all day. I have my husband's schedule I have to take care of. I volunteer at the church. I have that schedule. I also have networking meetings I have to go to. I have commitments to myself for my health, and I have commitments to God to spend time with him. And then where's my day? Do you know how easy it is to not even pick up my phone, to phone a friend, check in with them, and see how they're doing? You could go weeks and weeks and weeks without looking up around you and seeing that there's needs, that people you know right now have needs around them, or are so lonely. They want a friendship so bad, but they're so lonely. And if you would just reach out to them, it would make their whole world brighten up. So I would encourage you today, if you are a mom, do not be on the island alone, because just my schedule alone, between devoting to God, and that's 5 days a week, taking the kids to school, working on my husband's schedule, like around his schedule, going grocery shopping, doing all the things, going to the gym, doing the errands, it would be so easy to never text, never call anyone, never check in with them. And I've noticed before, a long time ago, when I first became a mom, when I first was married, the world got really lonely. Some of my friends were not married, and so it changed our dynamic because they wanted to go out still looking for men. I already had a husband, so some of the places, you know, it just was different because I wasn't in that place anymore to go look for friends. And then I had such a hard time having children for so long, and I'd see people have kids, and it broke my heart so much that I couldn't be part of that journey with them. And so it just was hard, and there was times I was on this island all by myself, and no one would call me. My phone never rang. No one texted me. And I sat there lonely. My husband would be working, and he has a very intense job, and so he gets called out a lot. He has a servant's heart, and he gets called out a lot. And I'd just sit there, and depression set in, and then weight started to develop. And I just started building walls in my heart, and didn't help the marriage at all to have walls built up to where he can't even get in, because I'm in so much pain on the inside. I can't have children. I have no friendships. My husband's gone a lot, and all I do is go to work and come home and go to work and come home and go to work and come home. But you know what the problem was exactly? Because what I was thinking is, people don't like me. They're not reaching out to me. There must be something wrong with me. I thought I was playing the victim the whole time. And the truth of the matter was, it had nothing to do with me, except I never reached out to them, and that's where the problem lied. It was with me. Why was I waiting for them to call me? How come I didn't make the initiation? Because truth be told, now that I have kids, Your life gets so busy and so wrapped up, you can't look past your own schedule sometimes. You could go days and days without ever looking up and reaching out to phone a friend because you're so entrenched with the day-to-day, and it's busy. I know. I know firsthand how busy it is. I left the home yesterday at 6 a.m., didn't get home till 8 p.m. I get it. Like, I totally get it. But I also have paid more attention and wanted to reach out to friends, so I would pick up the phone this week, text them, how you doing, sending them cards in the mail, just thinking about you, wanted you to know. Because if I want to have a friend, I need to be a friend. And so what do friendships do? What do people who are good friends do? They do like Jesus did. They would reach out to them. They thought of them first. They didn't think about them. They didn't play the victim role. Like, how come they're not calling me? Why are, it must be me. Maybe they don't like me. And then you start getting your feelings hurt and you start building walls. And the truth of the matter is that has nothing to do with you in the first place. It has everything to do with them just being busy. And that's not a good excuse, but that's the fact. So, my encouragement to you, I want you to have some homework. I want you to find a group of women where you can belong. And also going to the gym, going to group classes, that helps because then you're surrounded by women and you never know, maybe you'll find your new best friend there. Your kids can go to childcare. It gives you 1 hour of peace and quiet. Well, I guess not peace and quiet, you're working out, but it gives you 1 hour to yourself where you're making yourself healthy mentally and physically. You're taking a break from being a mom and you're just being you again. I would also encourage you to join a Mothers of Preschool group if you are a stay-at-home mom. It's called MOPS, and you can find them online. Find a women's group. It doesn't matter where you go on meetups and find a women's group there, whether you volunteer in the kids' PTA, PTO, PTO, whatever they call it, and maybe meet moms there. Maybe you join a women's Bible study finally. Only took me 6 years. maybe you join a women's Bible study and you meet women there. But you need to get out of the house and you need to find a group. And I would also encourage you, this is another thing that I was telling someone, because they're like, I'm so bored at home. How do you always find something to do? Because I made myself do that. Because I was on the side of depression, or I was on the lonely island and didn't like that feeling. But one thing I do is I have a network marketing company, and that has made me grow as a person. Because it's not free money, it's not get rich quick, there's nothing quick about it. It's building relationships, it's growing as a person, it's thinking outside of you. There's a lot of growing, leadership growing, thinking of others first, development, like scheduling developments, you get really good at time management. There's so many growth opportunities with network marketing that it also forces you to get out of the house. Makes you, if you're really serious about finding friendships and wanting to bring extra income in, it makes you go out and look for it. Because it's not just going to happen on your doorstep. You can have a network marketing business your whole life, and if you just sit in front of the TV or just stay at home doing your mom thing with the kids and the routines and all that and never step out. And there's growth in network marketing because you have to do things you're uncomfortable doing. But it's all for my benefit. It's all to make me a better person year-round. And I've grown so much because of it. And the other thing I love about it is I get to help people with wellness. So that's an opportunity. And if you're interested, I'll have the link in the show description where you can work with me, because I'd love to work with you. But that is another option for you too, is join a network marketing company, because then you join networking groups. And then you make really good friendships out of it and go do fun things. And then you wouldn't have met these people. I'll tell you, I met this mom, and me and her had boys the same time with, 2 days, 3 days apart, and I would not have met her if it wasn't for network marketing. We met, she came to a class, I became her friend, and now our boys are the same age, now they have friendships. It's been great. I get friendships out of what I do because I've had to step out of my comfort zone and go make friends, so I encourage you to do something like that. So reach out to me if you want to work with me, because I'd love to work with you. Again, the link is in the description. But I want to encourage you today, do not be an island. I want you to do the homework. I want you to find a group of women you can connect with. Pick up your phone. During your day, there is 5 minutes, whether it's school pickup line, well, don't tell anyone I told you, whether you're in the bathroom for 5 minutes. I don't care, find 5 minutes, text a friend and tell them you're thinking about them and set up a lunch date with them. That is your homework. You're finding a friend, go into your group, and you're phoning them. Anyways, I just wanted to encourage you today. I hope that helps. I hope I spoke to you, because it's not you. It's not you. People are not calling you because they don't like you. It's just where they're at in life. It's just hard to see past the schedule. Really, really, really tough. Really tough. Anyways, I would love to connect with you. You can find me at Instagram at azladywithaz. Follow me there, azladyz on Instagram. You can also find me on my website, infoonoils.com, or right here where you're listening to me. I would also love for you to leave a review if you could. That would be super cool. Share it with a friend who is struggling or possibly be struggling. I don't know. If they're possibly a mom that might be on an island all to herself, I don't want depression to set in. I don't want her to build walls against her spouse because of all the hurt. And sometimes you don't even know that you're doing that. Well, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually number two will look out for you. Take care.